Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome, friends. Thanks for being with us on News Radio 930 WBEN. And good to have you with us. By the way, if you're a fan of the show, we've got all kinds of merchandise that you can buy. Christmas is coming. Halloween is coming. The goose is getting fat. And so am I, for that matter. Bowerly on WBEN Facebook page. So, you know, I mentioned this so many times, but one of the things that I like about this particular job is I can come in with a game plan, and then within 30 seconds, the entire game plan gets totally blown apart. I had a great show all set today, okay? Great, but it was going to be great in a different way. So right before I come on the air, we find out that they apparently found human remains where they were looking for Brian Laundrie, pardon me, the fiance of Gabby Petito, who was murdered. And that obviously is a story that a lot of people are paying attention to. We're not getting into it on the air right now because we've got bigger fish to fry, because after we talked about that and remote work and that show was taking off, suddenly, the phones went absolutely ballistic. And I said to Pasquale, why are people calling you and talking to you? And how come every line is busy? And I found out because Moog had a meeting at about 2:30 this afternoon, at which employees were basically told, you will be vaccinated or terminated. Now, Moog is a huge employer. We're talking about, like, as I recall, 4,000 people in Elma alone. It's a multi-billion dollar defense contractor. And I would be surprised if you don't know somebody who has connections with Moog. But I happen to have the memo that Moog sent out to its employees. And I don't know if I'm saying his name correctly. Wouldn't be the first time I've screwed that up. John Scannell. S-C-A-N-N-E-L-L, Scannell, to all U.S. employees of Moog, update on federal executive orders and COVID-19 vaccine requirement. To my Moog colleagues, I'm writing to update you on the impact of the federal government's September 9th announcement of a six-pronged approach to COVID management. On September 24th, the U.S. government's Safer Federal Workforce Task Force issued guidance on vaccination requirements for employers of employees of federal government contractors and their subcontractors. Last week, a number of our major aerospace and defense contractor customers gave us their interpretation of the legislation and how it impacts us. After careful review, we determined that the vaccine mandate applies to the vast majority of our U.S. employees. Therefore, in order to ensure we can continue to do business, we have to require all U.S. employees and contract workers to be vaccinated by December 8th, 2021, to meet the mandated regulation. This applies to all employees, regardless of whether you work on government contracts or work on-site or remotely. This is not a comfortable decision, nor a path we would have chosen so abruptly. However, since the beginning of this pandemic, Our top two priorities have been the safety and health of our people and their families and the financial well-being of our employees and our company. While not taken lightly, this decision is consistent with our commitment and efforts throughout the pandemic to ensure a safe workplace for our employees. Most importantly, if you are not already vaccinated against COVID-19, we urge you to get vaccinated as quickly as possible, as the regulated deadline of December 8th is only a few weeks away. In accordance with CDC guidance, a person is considered fully vaccinated 14 days after their single-dose vaccine or second vaccine in a two-dose series. If you are not already vaccinated, please see the dates by which you must receive vaccines in order to meet the December 8th deadline for full vaccination. And then it goes on to list Pfizer, first dose needed by November 3rd, second dose by November 24th. Moderna, first dose needed by October 27th, second dose by November 24th. Johnson & Johnson, vaccine needed by November 24th. As a reminder, if you cannot get vaccinated outside of work hours, you can take up to 4 hours of paid time off per dose to get your COVID-19 vaccine. Moving forward, by the way, the expression moving forward has been used in every business memo written since 2015. That's an actual fact. Moving forward, since vaccinations will become a condition of employment under this mandate, we will be required to prove vaccination status. We plan to engage with a third party to administer this process for verifying vaccination status under the federal requirement. Until that process is introduced, please complete the Moog vaccine self-attestation in Employee Direct Access, which I assume is Moog's internal computer and HR system. We realize you may not be in favor of this decision, but unfortunately, it is non-negotiable if we want to continue to work with the federal government. If you have questions about this requirement and our next steps, please see the attached frequently asked questions or contact your HR employee engagement representative for assistance. As we continue to navigate a path out of the pandemic, we sincerely appreciate all of you continue to do to assure the safe and healthy future for Moog and one another. So that is the mandate from Moog. And apparently this took place in a meeting which started at about 2:30. And then what happened was right after the meeting, our telephones blew up big time. A lot of angry people. Now, I have no way of knowing whether this is true, but the rumor, supposedly, at Moog, and take this with a big grain of salt, okay? I can't personally vouch for this, but people at Moog are allegedly saying to one another that about 30% of Moog's local workplace, or workforce rather, is not vaccinated. Now, is that a true number? I don't know. I don't know how anybody could know that. I don't know how they could know it unless they had access to the internal system that Moog, the self-attestation system. So that's the rumor. But, you know, rumor, I can make up a rumor as well as anybody else. But I don't know. Bottom line here, I don't know what percentage of Moog workers are not vaccinated. But this is what happened today at Moog. But I'm getting emails from people from all kinds of different agencies and workplaces who are dealing with mandates courtesy of Brandon. Let's go, Brandon. 803-0930, the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. Now, I don't see anything in this memo, and I don't know if it was discussed today at the Moog meeting. Did they give you people an option for religious exemption? Was that discussed at all? if you have received a religious exemption elsewhere, what exactly did you have to do to get it? Also, was it discussed whether or not you could get a medical exemption and how to go about doing that? I don't know the answer. And that, of course, is regarding Moog. Pasquale looks like he has information.
Yeah, the gentleman that was on the air earlier called back in when you had mentioned that, and he said there were no exemptions. Straight through.
What was it specifically stated in the meeting that there will be no exemptions?
According to the caller earlier, yes.
All right. Well, we'll see if that is confirmed. It doesn't seem right to me if religious exemptions are valid exemptions to this dictate from in a supposedly free country, constitutional republic. We have a First Amendment to the Constitution which guarantees you the free exercise of your religion. And, you know, I've been told by attorneys on this show, Steve Cohen being one, that there are many judges who don't get the Constitution. They're very poorly trained in the Constitution. They know very little about the Bill of Rights. And these are the people who are deciding what you will be able to do in terms of fighting for your rights. If you work at Moog and you want to put us in the picture, I mean, you guys, like 3,900, 4,000 employees in Elma, you expanded and you already started to run out of space. You guys are a very, very important part of our local economy. Absolutely. And I'm not sure how many other operations or subsidiaries you have in Western New York, but Moog as a defense contractor is huge. And I'm thinking to myself, you big brain people at Moog, okay, they fire you. How are they going to replace you? If they fire you, some of you are probably the very best at what you do with avionics and flight control systems and all that stuff. What are they going to do? I mean, firing you would put national security at risk all over a vaccine edict. That makes no sense to me. I mean, if push came to shove, how intelligent would it be to fire the best and the brightest defense minds in the country because they choose not to get a vaccine? What's Joe Biden going to do? Call his buddies in Beijing? Hey, could you send us some engineers, please, who are vaccinated? Let's get back to the calls on WBEN. Here is Kim in Amherst. You're on WBEN. Welcome.
Hi. I was just calling to tell you that I do not work for Moog, but I do work for another company in the area who issued pretty much the same exact memo verbatim yesterday. The only difference would be that they did specify that you can file a religious or medical exemption. And if you are granted your religious or medical exemption, you can test out weekly.
Okay, so what are most people going to do? I mean, first of all, how many, like, do you have any idea what percentage of people are vaccinated and not vaccinated where you are?
So I don't know. I can't say positively. There could be maybe a couple more that I'm unaware of. But out of, you know, less than 100 employees, we're talking this is going to affect maybe 8 of us right now.
Okay, well, 8 people in with a workforce where very few people want to work anymore, and we keep on hearing about the Great Resignation, which is one of the things we were going to do today. So what are you going to do?
I am fortunate in the fact that I have been with the company for 22 years, and so I can retire, albeit early, and take a reduction. I will probably try and file my religious exemption. I'm sure that I'm thinking it will get accepted. I don't know because I thought my boss would never do what he's doing right now. So, you know, I'm hoping my religious exemption would get accepted.
Well, is there a chance that your boss does not have a choice, maybe because of a relationship with federal contracts?
We do have federal contracts.
It might not be his choice.
Yes, correct.
I mean, you know, that unfortunately, this is the heavy hand of government which is, and what I find incredibly ironic about it is when it comes to abortion, my body, my choice is sacrosanct. When it comes to a vaccine, your rights don't matter. And we don't, I'm sorry, this vaccine has not been out long enough to know exactly what the possible long-term risks are going to be.
It has
we don't
long-term
know.
Enough. Moderna has not been federally approved. The Johnson & Johnson has not been FDA approved. Pfizer has been FDA approved, but are they really giving out the FDA approved vaccine? I'm not prepared to take that chance. I always use the analogy that if there were, we'll stretch it. If there were a million cookies on the table and one of them was poisoned and you were the only person in the room, would you take a cookie off that table? And I am not willing to do that to me or my children.
All right. Thank you very much. I like cookies more than you do. but I appreciate the call. I'll take those odds. 1,000,000 to 1, you know, like 1/4 inches. Oh, just kidding. They're going to upset at me.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Wow, what a day. I mean, I got to tell you, I hope you had a decent day at work. I hope your day was as exciting as mine. And, you know, this has been like, since 2 o'clock, I felt like I've been in the middle of a tornado because, you know, you come doing this for a living. I had all of these things, okay, all laid out that we were getting into. And things were taking off. And then, you know, even before I got on the air, the story came about the human remains in Florida and the Brian Laundrie situation, which I thought needed to be discussed. And then after we got into the working at home and remote stuff, our phones blew up. And the reason the phones blew up is that Moog had a big meeting today. And at that meeting, you guys at Moog and ladies, you were told that you either are going to be vaccinated or you are going to be terminated. My understanding is that nothing There is not an option. Did I understand this right? Not an option for a medical option, for a medical exemption, not an option for a religious exemption. I mean, there are some people who legit cannot take this vaccine because they are allergic to the ingredients in the vaccine. How is that fair? There are people who have legitimate, deeply held religious convictions. Why should they not be honored? And then you got to ask yourself, well, why should I even bother working on the defense of a country that won't honor its own constitution and its own promise it made to its citizens about the free exercise of religion? Why should I bother worrying about its defense when the government won't even live up to the contract it made with the people? So if you work at Moog, I'd like to know what's going on and what you're going to do. And if you otherwise have been affected by a workplace mandate, I would also like to know what you're going to do. I mean, I've had a few people saying, well, I'm going to be retiring. Maybe not as late in the game as I thought I would, but I'm going to be retiring. Now, some of you and people at Moog, a lot of people make some very good, serious money at Moog. So maybe if you've got, you know, you're seven or eight figures in your retirement account and you're at a certain age where you can access it without penalty, you should be okay. You're just going to have to pay your own health insurance, you know, get a individual plan for about, what, $500-$600 a month. They vary. And then wait till you're 65 until you get Medicare. You can start drawing Social Security at 62. Of course, your benefit is going to be considerably less than the full retirement age, depending on the year in which you were born, of 67. But, I mean, it just the idea that some of the best brains in the country, okay, might be sent to the sideline. People integral to our national defense might be sent to the sideline and terminated because they don't want to get a vaccine is ludicrous. Absolutely ludicrous. I mean, in what world does this actually happen? What are we going to do? Hey, Russia, China, could you send us some vaccinated scientists to maybe help us with our defense? It's crazy, man. It makes no sense. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616 WBEN. And look, as far as vaccination, if you are not a usual listener to the show, I am fully vaccinated, have been fully vaccinated since April. And last month, I had one of those so-called breakthrough cases of COVID. I had a very mild case of COVID. It was like a very mild to moderate cold and maybe 2 days of feeling crappy. Then afterwards, fatigue, late night fever, and I got to be honest, the brain fog continues. Can't really hide that. Did I have a mild case of COVID because I was vaccinated or because it was the Delta variant? Well, we'll never know. Now, I was going to hold off on doing another COVID show until my doctor's appointment on Friday because I want to find out what the doc has to say about a booster shot for me, because I got to tell you the truth, I'm not real crazy about getting a booster shot because I had the first two and theoretically I should have natural immunity because I beat COVID. My body kicked COVID's butt. So what would I need a booster shot? And are we going to need booster shots to be considered fully vaccinated for purposes of going to see a football game or a hockey game or a concert or to work our jobs? 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. I'd feel a little bit differently about this if this vaccine, if there was longitudinal data on this vaccine, if we had 2, 3, 4 years worth of information on it. But I absolutely understand people's reticence about this. Many people believing it was rushed through too quickly, and it really should have been used on the most at-risk people, and that mandates for people who aren't particularly at risk are not particularly American. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's go to Christina in Tonawanda. Christina, you're on WBEN.
Hey, good afternoon. So full disclosure, I am fully vaccinated. I'm a teacher, mom, all that good stuff, but I also support everyone's decision in the process. So I have plenty of colleagues and friends that are not. I'm like, you do you, you know, if you need to get tested, great, woohoo. My question is, I'm just hoping to get some insight, and I'm was raised Catholic. I'm not a practicing Catholic. I'm legitimately, what is the religious exemption basis? And I'm just confused about a lot of people calling in kind of toting a religious exemption, because if you've had a lot of medical anything in your life, cancer treatments, whatever, those have all used, you know, aborted fetal cell lines for research. And I know that's a lot of what I keep hearing. Is it just kind of like, we're going to say it's a religious exemption, but it's really not? Like, what are your thoughts? I'm just trying to gain some information.
It's interesting you mention this, because I've been asking people to call in if they have obtained religious exemptions to give us details on how they were obtained. Basically, it's going to be a decision ultimately that is going to be made not by doctors but by judges, and it will be based on the operative word seem to be sincerely held religious beliefs. Now, what specific beliefs? I do not know what specific beliefs. Sincerely held religious beliefs. I don't know how you prove those. I don't know how you quantify those. And allegedly, I mean, what we're hearing from people who've called in is that there will be, as I understand it, if I'm wrong, let me know. As I understand it, there will be no religious or medical exemptions at Moog.
It's just very, and I'm not, you know, again, I'm myself, I'm not anybody else. The only religion that I'm aware of, and anybody who's calling in can correct me if I'm wrong, that has such really stringent medical kind of restrictions would be Jehovah's Witnesses. Other than that, as a raised Catholic and I guess quasi semi-practicing Christian, there's nothing that I'm aware of in the Bible or in the churches that kind of limit medicine in any way. And, you know, I'm sure you're well aware, you know, good old Pope Francis said, you know, get the vaccine. It's your, you know, your diligence to take care of your fellow brother, blah, blah, blah. But I, you know, it just, there's a lot of hypocrisy in all of this between the mandates themselves and everything like that. But I think a lot of people are claiming, you know, religious exemption as a last resort, and they're not being very truthful about that religious exemption. And so it's kind of, you know, it's ironic. It's a religious exemption that's based on probably some falseness too. So it's kind of funny when you think about it, I guess.
Well, I mean, I don't know that funny is the word I would use, because, I mean, I firmly believe that this whole Biden thing is absolutely, positively un-American. And if it was Trump, I would say the same thing, that it is un-American. I'm sorry?
With you. No, I totally agree with you. You know, it's funny, like I don't walk around my school building fearful of the people who aren't vaccinated. I trust my fellow colleagues, ones that I'm close with and ones that I barely even talk to, that they're just a decent human. And whether we were in the pandemic or not, if they were sick, they'd probably stay home. And most people you talk to, most individuals, just good humans that you talk to, no matter what, like, you know, side of the fence they sit on, per se, you know, they're going to kind of stay away when they're sick. And if they really thought that they were truly sick, they get tested. You know, I mean, it's just common sense. And that's all gone out the window in this whole thing.
You raise a great point, and I hope I qualify as a decent human, because the Friday morning I woke up feeling like crap, I got tested. And and here's the thing. The rapid test was negative. I did not find out for 8 days that two PCRs found me to be positive for COVID. But ultimately, the question that we have to ask ourselves as Americans is, which medical procedures should be forced? The ones you want your neighbor to have, or the ones your neighbor wants you to have?
Right, right. So, I mean, well, here's just being good humans, and hopefully that can carry us forward. So,
All I'm saying here is I'm just imagining, and I'm so glad Darius called in from Huntsville, Alabama. This is like 1950, 1960, and Wernher von Braun does not want to get the COVID vaccine. What are we going to do? Send him to the Russians? You go to the moon first.
I just don't. This is a lot of time and energy that could be spent on a lot of other things.
I think the people ought to be free to make their own medical decisions.
I support that 1,000%. We're not talking, we're not talking about airborne Ebola here, people. Okay.
Nope. I thank you very much. I appreciate the call very much. So, guys, you were getting mad at me just a few days ago for doing too many COVID shows. And I was going to hold off on doing another COVID show until Friday, and I was going to do the mandate show. Well, that got expedited today because of the big meeting at Moog, which employs at least 4,000 people in Elma, New York. Basically, you're going to be vaccinated or you're going to be terminated. And they're a huge defense contractor. They have a major economic impact on Western New York. And more importantly, they're a major component player in our nation's defense infrastructure. And you start taking out the big brains who might not want to get vaccinated, that really leads to some interesting questions, doesn't it? What's more important, our national defense or vaccines? Here, I mean, these people are smart enough to design missiles that'll find Osama bin Laden's third eye, but not smart enough to make their own choice as far as a vaccine. Let's go to Tony in Amherst on WBEN. Hello.
Good afternoon. You know, Tom, when people tell you don't do a COVID show, maybe originally it was about COVID. Now, it's about our survival. It's about our rights. So the next time, I guarantee there's many people that woke up and saw the writing on the wall because of the show, You Can't Stop. These shows are going to be about our freedom and our very survival now. COVID is just an underlying issue and something that they use. You can't stop doing the shows, that's for sure, because it's getting worse and worse.
Well, my intent was Friday I was going to focus in on mandates as opposed to COVID itself, but obviously circumstances forced that up a little bit.
Right. Let's look at the importance. You know, they set this, this date of, first of all, that letter's ridiculous. You know, they're out to protect. It's such a repetitious cliche letter. I'm out to protect. They're not out to protect nothing. They set a date of, let's say, December 1, December 2. I know a place that they got till January 1. What about the urgency? What about this life or death? What do you mean January 1? Is COVID going to take a break till January 1? Why? So many people should look at this and say, where's this urgency? If I can do it January 1, what's this all about?
Yeah. Did it go into that in the memo? I've got the memo in front of me. Unfortunately, it's about
one.
2-point type. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It was a future date. So what about the urgency of COVID? Oh, they just set a date. If it's this urgent, you got to do it tonight, right now. Don't waste another minute. If bodies are dropping left and right, we have to do this now. We can't just set some future date.
Well, actually, we could, we should have done it weeks ago, the moment the shots were approved. All right, Tony, thank you. I appreciate the call. No, I don't have time. Guys, I'm really sorry. I don't have time to take any more calls today. I want to thank you a lot. First of all, I want to thank the people who work at Moog who blew up our phones right after the meeting was over. I'm really grateful to you for letting us know what was going on. And thanks to Pasquale Maggiore for making me aware of what was going on. I'm sorry that I'm sorry that for a while we got kind of caught up in a whirlwind of breaking news, but sometimes that happens where everything takes place at roughly the same time, but we sorted it out for you and figured out where we needed to go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.